Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm gonna tell you, my stuff was wind aided. Hey, you know how that? You know, like when you break a world record, if the wind is up too high, then they say it's wind aided, right? That would have probably been mine.
I never ran the 100 because I didn't have to. I was timed in 40. And that's all I was going to run. So in baseball, they wouldn't know how.
So you never ran track?
Yeah, I did.
Like, so what events did you do?
So I was a sprinter and a long jumper.
So you never ran 100?
I ran 100.
What sprints did you
when
do?
When I got to high school. So I was an AAA junior nationals. So I would run 100. I would run back then. You're running. It's elevated in increments. But I was a jumper first.
Okay.
I would get on relays.
Yeah, just
because. I was fast. Right. Like, I was just there. And they always put me in the opening leg just to get it started.
So that's where you got the name the party starter then.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Everything that you do, you first out the locker room, spat it up, 18 towels, headband on. All right, I got you. We got a question from Mike.
White shoes.
Who's
White
Mike? Shoes. Mike. Nice Mike.
Mike is on.
Mikey.
Mike is on
Mike,
the
Mikey, Honda what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, Jay, I got a question for you.
Here we go.
I always find it interesting, like I talked to Dominic Raiola's dad in Hawaii about his recruitment. It was kind of interesting. What about yours? Like, were you thinking about going to other schools? Did Minnesota come pretty hard after you? And what convinced you to go to Nebraska? Just kind of curious what your story was.
So did you know this, Mr. Mike, that Dominic Raiola's dad and my dad – were roommates at a point in time in the University of Miami. They broke the color barrier down there in 1968. My grandfather said he didn't sleep for a week driving him down there. No joke.
Well, it was funny. When I was in Hawaii, I had this Husker bag on.
Yeah.
And this big Hawaiian guy comes up and says, "Well, how's your team going to do this year?" So I give him my spew, and I don't know what hit me. I go, "You're not Dominic Raiola's dad by any chance, are you?" And he said, "Yep." He was sending his son off to go to Wisconsin for a camp.
Yeah.
I think he ended up going there.
Yeah, up starting there for a while.
He says Tom Osborne flew in there on the red eye, got there in the morning, spent the day with Dominic,
yeah,
and flew back that evening. Mm-hmm. And Dominic says, "It's done. I'm going to Nebraska." And his dad says, "Well, you still got to go to USC, all these places." He said, "Nah, it's over. I'm going to Nebraska."
Hey, when T.O.'s the closer, man. I mean,
yeah,
he knows how to seal the deal. He sealed Chuck Foreman, hook, line, and sinker. He knew everything about my dad, knew everything about our upbringing, and we were a Miami household. Everybody went to Miami. My uncles, my oldest uncle went to Cincinnati, and then all my other, obviously my dad and my other two uncles went to Miami, along with, you know, family, friends, and back then you had unlimited scholarships and probably unlimited envelopes they used to give guys. But I was all thinking I was going to go to Miami. But, you know, Minnesota didn't recruit me at all. And back then they were garbage. So that would probably be the equivalent of probably Kansas, you know, in the Big 12. You know, they were really bad. And so they had signed – or they just got Jim Wacker – and they were coming up there. He just maybe came from TCU. So
that's before Ricky Foggy?
No, that's after Ricky Foggy.
After Come on, play. Foggy.
Yeah, I watched Ricky Foggy. Ricky Foggy was a dude. That was Lou Holtz and them. Then Lou Holtz left after like 2 years. They said they hate Lou Holtz up there.
Oh,
because he went to Notre Dame
and won.
Well, since Mike hung up, he said he got tired of that. Well, anyways. Minnesota didn't recruit me, and so here's how Nebraska found me. So, I, like when I was My dad was like, man, you don't need to go to none of these camps, man, because I was playing AU basketball. So he was like, look, man, as long as you keep balling, it'll happen. Nobody was really coming to Minnesota to recruit guys. So Lane Kiffin. So Bloomington Jefferson was our rival then. They had Lane Kiffin. Yes, the Lane Kiffin. Me and Lane grew up together. Guy named Dave Watson, another guy named Lloyd Lee. They had three Division I Power 5 guys. So they were getting all the looks, and Nebraska and Michigan State, which at that time, the Nick Saban was the head coach. Gary Barnett, Northwestern, were all at this game that we were playing. So I come in there. I'm like, hey, coach, look, man, they here to see me. He was like, nah, player. He's like, they need to see them. And it was like their homecoming. And so it was the first game because our quarterback got hurt. I got to play both ways. So I got to play safety and running back. And, I did my thing. Obviously, me and Dave Watson are great friends. You know what I mean? But I put him to sleep. Put him dead to sleep. Got Lloyd Lee. Had a couple picks. 180 yards rushing. Next thing you know, Dan Young and Coach Osborne. Dan Young used to, rest in peace, he used to call me every Monday, 6:03 p.m. on the dot. And he'd be like, hey, Jay, how are you doing? I'd be like, all right, Coach. He's like, how many yards you rush for? And I'd tell him. He's like, good, good. He's like, that would be it. Then, he was just making his call.
And I have no idea and have no thought of using you at running back.
Well, then I'm like, all right, cool. Then, Nick Saban come to the crib. He had my dad eating out of – I mean, Nick Saban's smooth, though. And he all business when he get there, though. It's no – he had a little coffee, sat down, pleasantries, get to it. This is what I want to do with you. I liked it. I liked Michigan State a lot, and I – like Nick Saban a lot as well.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, but my dad was like, look, bro, East Lansing is not for you. Just trust me. I'm thinking like Magic Johnson. I'm thinking like it's Michigan. It's gonna be cool. He was like, oh no, outside of that campus, that place is hood. So my dad was like, nah, that's probably not gonna go there. And he's like, plus he felt like Nick Saban was gonna be gone because he was hot coach. Anything. And then here's a funny story. So Gary Barnett came in, and I like Northwestern, and just because it was Chicago, it was close. Felt like I could go in and start early. And so I was like, look, man, I'm a decent student. I think I got 24 on the ACT, 22. And I had like a 3-point something and decent, And I was like, hey, man, I like your school because, I had the black uniforms and all that. I said, well, how you going to get me in? Straight up, coach. Like, how you going to get me in? Because I'm not the most – I do not like school. I dealt with school as a necessary evil. He said, listen here. He looked me dead in my face. He said, if you commit to come to Northwestern, I can promise you you're getting in, right? Chuck Foreman, right? This is funny, right? So I sat back. I'm like, cool. They went to the Rose Bowl. My dad stood up and was like, yeah, you're going to get him in, but how are you going to keep him in? And that's not how he said it, right? But he kind of diffused that, right? So then Coach Osborne was coming next. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Osborne, so they must have passed each other. And we had a big snowstorm because they were on their way to play Florida State. So Coach Osborne came in. He knew everything about my grandfather, playing in the Negro Leagues. He knew everything about my dad, everything, And he just pretty much sold my dad the whole time. He kind of, he talked to me a little bit. And the only thing he promised me, he's like, big thing for me is if I ever played in an All-Star game, if I got hurt, would you honor my scholarship? Because I'd heard about guys getting their scholarship pulled. He's like, once you make a commitment, I'm making a commitment to you for 5 years. He's like, one of the few schools that do it. And that was it. So the next day, Gary Barnett calls up. Well, hey, coach, what's up? Or next week or whatever. He's like, look, be honest. He's like, we passed Coach Osborne. Do we still got a chance? And just out of respect for him, because I was supposed to go down on an official visit, I was like, nah. And then came down here on a visit and after a basketball game. My grandma made me wear like a red, like a some black slacks, you know, shoes, Sunday outfit, white shirt, black tie, and a red like cashmere, bootleg cashmere from like Sears back home in D.C. and a jacket. Man, I was the only one that wasn't in like sweatpants. And I told my dad, I called him, you know, because he always said, look, keep, you know, a dollar worth of quarters in there, you know, because you dollar call long distance. So I ain't never doing this again. So I came down, had a good visit. So then he was like, look, you don't commit until you get back and talk. And I told him, I said, I liked it, man. And it wasn't too far. You know, I didn't want to be too far from home, even though I wanted to go to Miami. But they just had went on probation for giving too much money on Pell Grants. So then I was like, my dad couldn't afford to go maybe one game a year. And I probably, he knew once I, if I got down to South Beach, my tenure at Miami would have been like 6 months. This is, you know, so then Coach Brown came. He was on a layover going to see Kitty Cheatham. And I just committed right then. I said, look, man, let's just, you know, I mean, this is where I wanted to go.
So you're saying you weren't worried about the academic workload here at University of Nebraska. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Northwest, I mean, no, that's not it at all. Come on, man. Don't be up here getting me in trouble. You're going to have Dennis LeBlanc and then waiting for me. You know, but I'm going to tell you, look, I liked it because it came down really to Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa. Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa, Miami, you know what I mean? And that was it.
And why Iowa?
Well, because it was close, and they had just put like $6 million or something into their – business school, and one of the kids I played AAU basketball with, his dad had went to Iowa. So I kind of always grew up. And then they were, you know, I liked the coach. They had Coach Triplett, and it was me, Tim Dwight, Eric Thigpen on our recruiting trip. They had kind of did all this, and I was like, man, I like this. I was like, I was watching some of these dudes play. I was like, I was sitting back. I was like, oh, yeah.
But they didn't have a quarterback, though.
Oh, no, they was, but they were, those schools were the only few schools that didn't really say you're only looking at you as a running back. They saw me play 3 games in defense, and I was looking at them DBs. I was like, oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm coming in, housing stuff. And then they pulled this thing, like, right when I was actually about to break the rule and commit, they were like, since your ACT is so high, you got to come in early and take some college courses for without getting college credits. I was like, what? Like, my summer gone before I go to college? It was them.
Because it was too high?
Compared to my GPA,
oh,
in
that's
class
stupid,
rank,
stupid.
So it was
stupid.
Iowa and USC that did it at the time, right? And I was like, I need my last summer. And what they really want me to do is get me down there and get in the program, but I wasn't. I guess they couldn't tell me that because you know the rules were different. We didn't have cell phones, and they only could call you every so often. And I'm like, all right, cool. So it kind of was like I was still thinking about doing it. Well, you know what sealed the deal? Coach Osborne came to my house. Hayden Fry didn't. And my dad was like, he's on the way to try to win his first national championship. Hayden Fry was 4-8, not even going in a bowl game. And I had, but I'd like the assistant coach, you know, just as good as, but that was it.
That show up is important. Yeah. That show up is, that's good stuff, Jay Foreman. We'll throw it a break. We'll come back. I do want to visit some of that you just talked about.
What?
Defensive back. I have to remember.
Oh, let me tell you something.
No. Dude,
lucky I ain't played.
You just
murder row up just, in here.
Hold on.
It'd be murder row up in here, Nick.
Old School 93.7 The Ticket. We'll have more of that when we get back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.